Good morning and good afternoon to everyone. Praise the Lord. I trust and hope it is well with you. And if otherwise, well, the Lord will make it well, you know, by the fervent, effectual prayers that go out here this morning. Praise the Lord. And our God is always ready to answer us. And if we can pray in confidence, our God is always available and quick to answer. You know, so praise the Lord. Psalm 81 and verse 7 says that, you know, when we call upon the Lord, you know, he will actually answer us, you know, back in this place of thunders. You know, so we expect the Lord to thunder over us this morning. The psalmist said, well, I called unto the Lord in my distress. Yeah, and the Lord spoke from the heavens. He got up, he thundered with his voice. Coals and fire were kindled before him. And so on and so forth. And let's see if we can make that happen on here this morning. Praise the Lord. You know, the element of prayer and praising the Lord and faith, powerful combination. But we can't do it just, you know, here or there. We got to strap on the girdle of prayer all the time. So today's admonition and call to prayer, prayer alert, at such a time, watchmen and gatekeepers. The Lord, he needs watchmen and he needs gatekeepers. You know, see what the Lord says here in Ezekiel chapter 22 and verse 30. The Lord says he needs watchmen. Well, when I say men, that's genderless here. Watchmen, watchwomen, all the same. He needs watchmen. Watchmen upon the walls. You know, that will keep the watch. Praise the Lord. And I sought for a man among them, he said. You know, that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap for me before the land. Well, in this particular case, unfortunately, he said he found none. Well, our challenge today is going to be when the Lord is looking for someone to stand in the gap and to make up the hedge, will he find someone? Or will he say, like he said here, well, I found none? Well, not on our watch. Isaiah said, here I am, Lord, send me. So at such a time as this, we need to be watchmen and gatekeepers. We'll get more into that in a bit, but we're going to really be praying here this morning. There is a reason for prayer. You know, prayer, we saw the example in the life of Jesus. He was always praying. In fact, we saw that before he picked his disciples, was in the mountain all night praying. So that many times before day would begin, he would be up in the hills somewhere praying. And in the morning, the disciples would be looking for him. He was always in prayer. And he also instructed us, you know, always to pray. And sometimes we do a good job of that, sometimes not so well. But, you know, occasionally we forget. But when we see that the enemy is creeping in, then we got to do something about it. The Lord himself said to us that he's always watching and looking to see what the enemy is going to do. And he said, you know, when the enemy coming like a flood, in Isaiah 59 and 19, he said, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up his stand against him. Well, how are you going to know if the enemy is coming in like a flood? Are you going to wait until the flood carries you away? Then you are struggling for the hang on to dear life. I mean, if you've seen, even if you haven't experienced it, if you've seen it on TV, you know, the floods carrying things away. If you were to carry anybody away, they'd be, you know, scrambling, looking to hold on to some tree, some this or that that may be in the way. But the flood's already carrying them away. Well, to be better watchmen, you know, we need to hear the alert that a storm is coming in. And when a storm is coming in, that's what the watchmen and the gatekeepers do. They blow the trumpet. And they say, well, something is happening here. Or, try to get the people ready. The watchmen usually are on a high tower looking, seeing what's going on. And if they see enemy coming in, they quickly blow the trumpet. But when they do blow the trumpet, they got to blow the trumpet with a clear sound, because the trumpet has different kinds of sounds. You blow the trumpet a certain way, it may be a call to assembly for joy. If you wonder if there's a wedding or whatever going on, there's a way they blow the shofar a different way. If you blow it another way, it may be a call for a solemn assembly. And you blow it a different way yet, it may be a call for battle. You know, and we see that even in our, you know, contemporary times, you know, fire department and the emergency departments and so forth, you know, they have their own signal. You know, when that red bell goes off, you know, then it's time to suit up. Hallelujah. Now, there is, you know, we have even, you know, some early warning systems for storms that are coming in some states where they have all these storms and hurricanes and even tornadoes and earthquakes and different things. They may have some early warning systems. And if they do, then they're all going to be swept away. So they better make sure the early warning systems are there, you know, to catch you know, the signs of these things coming and quickly alert people. Well, those of us whom God has called to be watchmen and gatekeepers, we have a responsibility. You know, stand and watch in the spirit. In fact, Jesus one time he said, you know, the thief usually comes when nobody's looking. But he said, look, if the good man of the house would have watched, you know, the spirit would not have allowed his house to be broken up. Well, we are the house of the Lord. And we're not going to let our house be broken up. Remember that, you know, at the end of the age, at such a time as this. Why do we say such a time as this? Well, at such a time as this, the enemy has certain plans. His plans were given to us, you know, in the scriptures. But we have got to pay attention. In the book of Daniel chapter 7 and verse 25, we're told that there is a creeping in of an attempt, or there will be an attempt from the enemy to wear out the saints. And in fact, that scripture says that he actually succeeded. Well, we're not going to let that happen. Praise the Lord, you know. So, you know, we are going to push back. We're going to fight. You know, Paul said, look, fight the good fight of faith. We're not going to just stand there and let the enemy come on in and do havoc. And, you know, all around the body of Christ, one of the things that Paul said is the praying with all prayer and supplication for all saints. You know, all saints. And so there's a call this morning, you know, for prayer. You know, book of First Timothy chapter 2, you know, there is a call also, you know, for prayer. We are being called to prayer. I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks made for all men and so forth. Well, so that we may be able to lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and holiness. Well, how are we going to be quiet if we are running helter-skelter to hospital all the time? You know, that's not quietness. You know, that's the devil, you know, trying to rock the boat, trying to make sure that we don't have, you know, time, you know, to do the things that we should be doing for the Lord. You know, and, you know, we're not going to let the devil, you know, get away with that. We got to have our eyes wide open now. Wide open. And there is an onslaught that is going on. You know, there's an onslaught that is going on. But listen to this. Isaiah 32 and verse 17. The work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness be quietness and assurance forever. And my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation and in sure dwellings and in quiet resting places. Well, you know, I don't know that it'll be quiet if we have to run up and down. We're going to hospital. We're struck down with sickness and illness and things are happening. You know, now, but here's what the Lord wants us. He wants us to have quietness, rest, and assurance, and peaceable habitations. So if we see that the enemy is coming in, trying to take that away from us, we got to get up and fight. You know, we got to get up and fight. We're not going to just sit back. Matthew chapter 11 and verse 12. You know, kingdom of God, suffer violence. And the violent take it by force. You know, and God wants us to get in there, fight for what is ours, and take it. Don't let the enemy take that which is yours. I love the story of David because he wouldn't let the lion come in and take what was his. He wouldn't let the bear come in and take what was his. Well, they actually did take what was his. See, so that's the thing. You know, sometimes the devil will catch us unawares. The lion, you know, caught him unawares, took one of the lamb, you know, the bear caught him unawares, took one of the lamb, but he went after, went after the lion, he went after the bear, and he got back what was his. And so we are also going to go after any kind of demonic lion, demonic bear that's coming up against the people of God, bringing various things, you know. Lately, we've heard of the devil's attack on many of us. An attack on one of us is attack on every one of us. You know, and we're not enough of this already. We're not going to put up with the enemy always coming in and this and that and so forth. But we already know that we are in a battle. You know, it's always a battle zone. But there is a kind of battle that we are fighting. Fighting to win. You know, Isaiah chapter 9, you know, tells us every battle of the warrior is with confused noise. But this one that we are doing, confused noise and garments rolled in blood. Well, that's Isaiah 9 and 5. The battle of the warrior is with confused noise and garments rolled with blood. I mean, there's going to be bloodshed, he said. But, you know, but this time around, you know, we're coming in with heavy artillery. You know, we're not going to stand around and for bloodshed. No. We're coming in with heavy artillery. This one shall be with burning and fuel of fire. We're coming in with the Holy Ghost and fire. We're coming in with heavy artillery, you know. And well, let's call in the cavalry here this morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, in the book of Acts chapter 12, we read a story that, you know, Herod got a hold of James and killed him before even the disciples were aware. And you wonder how someone like that would be killed by the enemy. Well, you know, these things happen, and it did happen. And even John the Baptist was thrown into prison and beheaded. I mean, stuff like this. And we're not going to stand back, sit back, fold our arms and let this happen. Not on our watch. You know, but it did happen to the early church. And, you know, I don't know what happened. Either they were caught off guard or whatever, you know, but then they woke up. Something woke up the sleeping giant inside of them. The killing of James woke up the church, you know, and so forth. So, and then when they got a hold of Peter and threw him in prison, supposing to bring him out and kill him just like they did to James, the church said, not this time. Hallelujah. You know, and they began to pray. And they, you know, there's a way that we fight back. We can fight back in prayer. And the fervent, effectual prayers of God's people, righteous people. Scripture says these things avail much. So today we're going to do some fervent, some effectual praying, you know, and just want to call us to prayer. This is a call to prayer and a call to be on the watch. Hallelujah. You know, nothing is ever over. I mean, let's not think that, oh, okay, so last week we prayed, and then so this week it's over. No. Devil is always working overtime. Praise the Lord. Let me also read to us, you know, this call that the Lord is looking for in the book of Ezekiel. We read Ezekiel 22 and 30 already. Well, let's also read Ezekiel chapter 13. And let's read verse 5 and see, you know, the Lord calling. It's calling for prayer warriors, you know, basically. And he said, look, ye guys have not gone up into the gaps, neither made up the hedge for the house of Israel to stand in battle in the day of the battle. You know, and so on. So the Lord was calling that out. Well, we don't want to, you know, that kind of call out against us. So we're going to get in the fight. We're not going to sit on the fence. We're not going to sit on the sidelines and let the devil have a field day. You say, well, what was he talking about? We've heard of some of our brethren involved in accidents. We've heard this and that and so forth. You know, it's time for us to get into more prayers. We're not going to put up with this anymore. Just today, we heard that Sister Sue's husband fell and broke his arm. Now they're in the hospital. You know, and so we're going to take prayer for that. But I want to do more prayers overall, you know, for the body of Christ. And we need to be on the alert. Things are happening, folks. And we don't want the devil to come on in. I believe that we need to be more prayerful. Now, it's not the person that got hit that was not prayerful. It's the entire body, you know. So, you know, there is no particular blame here for one person. But it's the entire body. Prayer warriors need to get more on alert. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm on my holy mountain. You know, call all the warriors together. Suit up. It's time. You know, gear up. And let's get in the fight. Praise the Lord. And this fight is not one of where, you know, we're just letting the enemy do all the assault. And we are just on defense. Well, you know, that's not going to work. That's not good enough. Sure, we have some defense. We have the shield of faith by which we can quench the fiery darts of the enemy. But we also have some weapons of our warfare. We need weapons too, you know. We need the, you know, sword of the spirit, you know, to strike the devil at the heart through the word of God. We need prayer, you know, praying with all prayer and supplication for all saints. And we need some other things, you know. We have that mind of Christ to cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God in our lives. We got to do it, you know. So I have a few more things to share with us. But first, I want us to take prayer for Sister Sue's husband fell this morning. It wasn't, we are told, it wasn't a very serious fall, but yet he broke his arm, you know. So the devil would try to take advantage of that. You know, now the family's got to run here and there. You know, now we got to scramble and so on and so forth. So enough of this already. You know, first of all, we're going to pray and the Lord will come into that situation and take care of it. Praise God. You know, and nothing broken. You know, it may look broken, but God will fix it. Jeremiah 30 and verse 17 says, I will restore, you know, health unto you, and I will heal thee of your wounds. You know, and we've been praying that over Elder James. And you all know that story. It's been going on for a while and so on. And we're still in that battle. It's not over yet. So, right here, right now, in a few minutes, you know, we are going to pray some more, you know, for first Sister Sue's husband. And then we're going to pray for one another. And we just, you know, we'll see what the Lord will lead us. Tabarakat, you are here. What's his name? He put his name for us in the chat room. And we can have a targeted prayer. Okay, thank you. His name is Clevius. Okay, so Sister Sue's husband, Clevius, had a fall this morning, broke something, forearm or something. And they had to rush to the hospital. And I believe that currently they're in the hospital. And I got up this morning to that news. And I'm like, no, 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 no. So I want us to pray. Let's open our mics. All prayer warriors that are on stage, and let's pray for that situation. Praise the Lord. And come back after that prayer and tell us a few more things. I mean, there's a few more prayer items we want to do here this morning. But that's the first one. So go ahead. Open your mics, those of you who are here with us. And let's pray for Clevius, is his name.
This morning, Lord, thank you for the opportunity. Lord, we just pray a fiery wall of protection for us, Clevius, his family, and also the covenant and the blood of Jesus. We say we command the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the blood. Thank you, Lord, for the quick manifestation of your Lord, and that you take away all pain. Lord, I pray for this Lord, we don't want to take away your hand, your protection around all of us, Lord, as we go into prayer to do prepare our way to meet you. We thank you right now that you are suiting us, we are gearing up, we are so great that you are setting us as watchmen and we will stand. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are
Thank you, precious Redeemer. You take a in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We appreciate you, God. We thank you, hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Your kingdom shall never end, God. We bless you because of our triumphant kingdom, God. You prevail once and for all. You give us liberty, God. You give us deliverance, God. You are deliverer. We thank you, hallelujah.
I have set watchmen upon my walls. Are there any watchmen in the house which shall never hold their peace? Day or night.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Ye that call upon the Lord, keep on
silence. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We will not keep silence.
No rest.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Shut
up.
We continue to declare your word, God. We continue to declare your word. We continue to declare your word. We believe so. We speak your word, God. Bible says forever. Oh, God, your word is set forever, God. Jesus, you have given us authority in your name, God. You give us power and dominion, God. Jesus, take this out of us. We have our rights in Christ. We have our rights in Christ. Hallelujah. So take it, Jesus. We are Zion. And we operate from our whole Kazada. Jesus, take his Arodica Center. We are the sons of God. Kazada. You became the Son of Man that we can become the sons of God. He said, take it, Jesus. At over a Kazita Zanta Hiava. So Tahim, take it, Jahi Kazada. So take it, Kazata. As you have, so away in this world, God. Jesataha. So take his Arodica Center. Thank you, Holy Ghost, Kazara, Holy Ghost of power. Jesus Christ has given his life for his life. He is crucified with Christ, nevertheless he lives. Yet not him, Kazadaha. You that live in him, Kazadaha. The life that he now lives in you by the Son of God, who loved him and gave himself for him. You have given your life for him, God. Life for life, in your death he lives, God. Jesadaha. Zotekevadaha. You paid it all in full, my God. You have given your eternal redemption, God. So the complete work you did, God, on the cross, God. We thank Father for the cross, God, the victory of the cross, God. We thank Father for the victory of the cross, God. We understand the victory of the cross by his life, God. Zeteke bajaraha, Jesatorika Santa Mandeke Hikazahimandekabaruka Santeke Hikaya, Zoteke Satahimandeke, the victory of the cross, God. We affirm that victory upon his spirit, soul, and body. Kazataha, Jesatorika Santaha, Zetehika Jesatorika Santa. Father, we thank you, Holy Spirit, God. We appreciate you, God, because you prevail, God. You are our triumphant King, God. You are the monarch of heaven, the champion of heaven, God. We bless you, God, Zatoke Shadaha, because you have given us this victory once and for all, God, through the eternal spirit, God. Zotamandaka, Zateke Bajadaha, we believe the finished work, God. You remain seated because you have finished your work already. You remain seated upon your majestic throne, O God. And you have committed your work into our hands, God. And therefore, we will not be silent, God. In the name of Jesus.
Every angle that the enemy will try to come in
and all things were made by you. There was nothing made by you. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness of this world cannot comprehend it, God. Your light shines in darkness of this world, and the darkness of this world cannot comprehend it, God. Because you are the light of light, Kazada. In your light, we see light. We walk in the light of life. Jesus is our light and our salvation. You are the strength of our life. Zotahika Santa Himanaka 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 Zotahika Sant
my Father, my Lord, the creator of the whole universe, you that inhabit eternity, you that sit upon your majestic throne. We hail thee, we exalt thee, Lord. We thank you because you have bless us with your spirit. You have downloaded to us today. We have the capacity to carry your spirit. Be in your spirit, dwell inside of our spirit, God. We have joined ourselves with the spirit that one, God. We have unity with the spirit, God. You in us, we in you, spirit to spirit. We worship you, Lord. We extol you, Lord. You are God Almighty. The creator of heaven and earth, God. You are in charge, Father. Your yes shall never fail, God. Your yes shall never come, God. Kingdoms come, kingdoms go. Your kingdom will reign forever, God. Only your shall reign forever, God. And your yes shall never fail. We will not keep silence at all. We will continue to declare your word. And we will continue to go so much and go out there. It will never last in the world. Over circumstances, your word is forever set to God. My Lord, you said your word is forever set to God. Your word, not the drop of it, go without it. Father, we just extol you, God. We just appreciate you, God. We give you praise, God. We give you honor, God. Oh, glory to your name. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, the Bible said the Lord shall crush the devil under your feet shortly in the name of Jesus. The Lord will crush the devil. Crush him under our feet.
Oh, in hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Crush him under our
feet. Amen. We thank you. We thank you because you are moving the conqueror. We thank you because you are moving the conqueror. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the victory of the cross. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You are more than enough for us, God. Hallelujah. We are satisfied because we have you, God. Oh, we are satisfied to see you glorified in our lives, God. Blessed be your name. Glory to your name. Honor, power, and majesty belong to you forever. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Satoke Sataha. Jesataha. Jesatoke Sataha. We have the capacity to carry your spirit, mortality carry divinity. You are the divinity inside of us, Lord. We glad in the wings of the Spirit of God. We so higher in high altitude of God. As a eagle. The eagle has risen again. We so
higher.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
This scripture in prayer. You know, a couple of weeks ago, God just gave me this scripture by a dream. And then, you know, later on, I found that, you know, just all kinds of things started happening. You know, we are going to pray this scripture in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 18. I want everybody to pull it up in your Bible. I've got it in the King James. I put it in the chat room. And we're going to use that and make that declaration for yourself, for your families, and for the body of Christ.
Amen.
So we are going to make that declaration.
Kingdom.
And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work.
Kingdom. Amen. Amen. Lord, according to your word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Please, everybody mute your mic. I can hear Pastor. Can I pass so clearly? You can all be quiet so they can hear me, please. We're good. This is going to be a memory verse today,
and we're going to use it for prayer right now, and we're going to use it again and again and again. And I'm going to give us 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 18. We're going to do it together. We're going to recite it together. We're going to pronounce it together. We're going to declare it together. And we will use it in prayer now. And we will use it throughout the day and going forward. And you continue to declare. And as you declare for yourself, declare for your family, declare for the family of God. The devil, we're not going to put up with this nonsense of he coming in and throwing all kinds of things at us. So here is the scripture. And it's in the chat room. Now, you may open your mic, declare it with me, and let's use it to pray. But be listening when I try to call attention. People are still praying and not listening. There's a few other things I want to say. So while you are praying, also be listening and see if I'm trying to round up that session. Then you can quickly, you know, understand that I'm trying to call that in. Okay. So, but right now, you may release your mics and let's do the scripture together. And even if you are in the listening lounge, you need to join us. I want everybody to join us in this. This is our declaration for ourselves this morning, for our families, and for the body of Christ. So let's do it together. Everybody ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's do it together.
And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil.
Let's take that in prayer right now for yourself. You need to use it to pray for yourself. You need to use it to pray for your family. You need to use it to pray for the body of Christ.
Every member of the body of Christ, every evil
work, Lord.
And preserve us on each and every one of us in our household.
Your heaven will
be and to you, glory forever and ever. Amen. Listen,
You know, I know that Brother Kolapo will be traveling. I think it's today. I want to pray that the Lord will go with him. Brother Kolapo is here with us in this room, has been there forever. And we pray that the Lord will go with him in his travels in the name of Jesus. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are his everlasting arms. And it will bear you up, hallelujah, upon even the wings of an eagle. That you will not dash your feet against any stone. The Lord will cause his angel to go before you. And he said, and I will give you peace. Ha, hallelujah. The eye of the wicked shall not even see you. Peeping and muttering spirits, they will not even come near you. The Lord will shield you with the blood of Jesus and shield your family also. That is here while you're gone. Bring you back together again in the name of the Lord Jesus. And it is well, you know, with your mom. It is well with everybody. You will go in and out you will find pasture. Hallelujah. On the road, in the air, wherever you be, the Lord will be with you. Hallelujah. Be assured. And it's confidence in the Lord. Confidence in this prayer. And confidence also, you know, in yourself. God, that you will go through. Hallelujah. The Bible says, I will go through. And I will come back again in the name of Jesus. So you go in the strength of the Lord God Almighty. And the Lord be with you and cause you, you know, to be safe and secure. And the Lord also give you a witness. Hallelujah. To the people that you will meet in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I take prayer also for all the various families that will be traveling during this summer. You know, during summer break, families are traveling because the little ones or the young ones or so forth are out of school. So they take advantage, you know, travel and so forth. Well, we don't want the devil to take advantage of us either. Paul said, we are not ignorant of the devices of the devil. Let us not be ignorant of the devices of the devil. So I come against every device of the devil to bring accident. Sometimes accident in the house, accident in the backyard, accident on the road, accident at work, accident wherever, you know, whatever plans the enemy has. We foil the plans of the enemy even on today in the name of Jesus. We put spiritual handcuffs on every device of the devil. According to Job chapter 5 and verse 12, the Bible says that the Lord will frustrate the devices of the wicked so that their hands cannot perform even any of their enterprise against us. The wicked is the enemy. And anywhere that the enemy say, well, I got them right where I want them, we push back and we send for the arrows of deliverance. Arrows of deliverance for God's people all around in the name of Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus himself prayed for us. And we got to take advantage of that prayer. He said, Father, I pray not that you should take them from the world, but that you should keep them from the wicked one and keep them from the evil. And so, Lord, we come to the throne of grace today to take advantage of that prayer. Whatever is needed to keep us from the evil, let the Lord dispatch it even now in the name of Jesus. You prayed that prayer, and we know the Father heard that prayer. And so, in order for the Lord to keep us from evil, let the angel of the Lord encamp around us, according to the word of God, to keep us from the evil. And let the Lord send forth his angel before us to keep us from the evil. And let the watchful eye of the Lord himself keep us from the evil. May the Lord teach us to do always that which is pleasing in his sight, according to the book of John, chapter 8 and verse 29. Jesus said, my Father has not left me alone. He is always with me because I also do always those things that are pleasing in his sight. May the Lord grant us the grace, you know, to do always those things that are pleasing, to keep his commandments and then do those things that are pleasing in his sight, that we may boldly say, the Lord is with us because we do those things that are pleasing in his sight. We pray for every household. Here's a promise for your household. And here's a promise for every time we gather together as well. In the book of Isaiah chapter 4 and verse 5, it's a point blank promise. You know, take these promises down and note them and use them for yourself. You know, we're praying for protection, praying for deliverance, all of us today. And the Lord, he said, glory to God, the Lord will make a defense around us. The Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion. That means in your home, upon your house, and upon all your assemblies, even when you gather together for fellowship, no terrorists, none of that will come around you. Your children, your families, your home, anyone that is declared as being part of your household. The Bible says the Lord will create a cloud and smoke by day and the shining of a flaming fire by night. And upon all of you, the glory of God will be there for a defense. And there shall be a tabernacle for a shadow in the daytime from the heat, and a place of refuge, and for a covert from the storm and from the rain. The Lord will keep and preserve every one of us, every one of us, from the evil, you know, from this time forth and even forevermore. Psalm 121, the eyes of the Lord will watch over you, because he never sleeps, he never slumbers, he doesn't give sleep to his eyelid like we do. He is watching over you. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel and the people of God, and all of you here in walking with God, he that keepeth you shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper, and the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. Hallelujah. The Lord shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. The Lord shall do it. And you shall see it. And you shall praise the name of the Lord your God. Hallelujah. Now, the Lord, we are also told, you know, in Psalm 125, verses 1 and 2. The Lord is mighty around his people. He is like the mountains that surround Jerusalem. And everyone that trusted in him, they shall not be moved. They will be even like Mount Zion. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. As the mountains round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forevermore. Praise the Lord. Now, these are point blank declarations for your safety and for the safety of your household, for the safety of your children and their children, for the safety of your brethren and my brethren, for all of our safety. Psalm 91, of course, talks to us about us enjoying the safety of the Lord. We have to invoke these things. You know, we're not all day today and going forward, I will hear no evil and I will see no evil in the name of Jesus. Because we shall dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Therefore, we will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. And here is a declaration for you. Surely he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler. That's right. Every trap, that's a snare, that's a trap. That's what we call it, a snare, it's a trap. I try to catch the bird, you know, put a snare. The Bible says that in vain. It's a trap set in the presence or in the eye of any bird. Well, the eye of the eagle has seen it. Every trap that the enemy tries to set, we have seen it. The Lord said, I have seen it, saith the Lord. Huh. And the Lord will cause you, you know, to be clean escaped. Hallelujah. Every trap, every net that the enemy tries to set. Listen to this in Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 17. Surely in vain is the snare or the net spread in the sight of any bird. When you're trying to catch the bird and the fowler, you know, when he tries to put a snare out there and the bird is looking at it, you don't need it vain. You know, it's not going to fall for it. So we are not going to fall into the trap of the enemy, because now we have our eyes wide open. Hallelujah. So any plan of the enemy that he's setting, any trap, the Lord will deliver us from his snare. The Lord will also deliver us from the noisome pestilence. And as any evil in the land, he will cover you with his feathers. And under his wings, you will trust. The Lord's truth, which is his word, will be your shield and your buckler. You will not be afraid of the terror by night, or the arrow that fly by day, bullets and all these things. They will not come near you, nor the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor the destruction that wasted at noonday. Now, 1,000 may fall on your side and 10,000 over on this side, but it shall not come near thee. We need to invoke these promises for ourselves, these declarations for ourselves, enforce it. Hallelujah. The Lord has said, only with my eyes will I see. I see it on TV. I hear about it here and there, but it's not coming near me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because I've made the Lord, he said, even the Most High, I've made it my habitation. Therefore, you know, there shall no evil befall me. You know, when you quote, when you read this verse, I'm reading it as a benediction over you. But when you read it, you can use it as a benediction over your children, not children, but you read it also as a declaration for yourself. The Lord will give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up, you know, in their hands. Lest you dash your foot against. If you dash your foot against any stone, you need to come back here and say, Lord, you said, I will not dash my foot against the stone. And what was the reason why I dashed my foot against the stone? Why was I not paying attention? You know, hallelujah. You invoke the promises of God, and you get up, and the Lord say, from this time forth, and even forevermore, will preserve your going out and your coming in. Praise the Lord. The Lord will cause you to tread upon the lion and the adder, you know, and every satanic altar will trample them underfoot in the name of Jesus. Now, the Lord, here's what the Lord says concerning you. He said, because you have set your love upon him, the Lord, therefore will he deliver you. He will set you on high because you have known his name. He said, look, you will call upon me and I will answer you. And I will be with you in trouble. I will deliver you and I will honor you. And even with long life, I'll satisfy you. I will show you my salvation. Praise the Lord. Powerful, powerful promises all around. Romans chapter 16 and verse 20. The very God of peace himself, Makoreba Shatalirabo Sundia, shall bruise the devil and Satan under your feet shortly. That's right. You know, every plan of the enemy, you know, the devil, he's coiled up like a viper, waiting to strike. You know, but he's not striking here. You know, let's strike first. We are the ones that have to take first strike. Don't wait for the devil to strike you. Strike him first. Go after him. Pierce with the arrows of God's deliverance at his very heart. Cut off his head. You know, it's a viper and so forth. But he'll raise that ugly head again. Cut it off everywhere and so forth. You know, we have the power through the scriptures. Behold, I give you power. Tread upon serpents and scorpions and so on. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Praise God. The very God of peace himself shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. Hallelujah. The Lord will deliver you from every evil work, and he will preserve you unto his heavenly kingdom. Concerning sudden illnesses and sicknesses that the enemy will try to bring upon, no, we covered that already when we did our series on part of that. You know, we reject those things. We reject every report and handwriting of evil. We reject it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Psalm 103. And everything that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all. That's right. That's all my iniquities. And who healeth all. That's A-L-L. Healeth all. Not just some. All of my diseases as well. Praise the Lord. No, not only does he forgive our iniquities, he heals all of our diseases. He redeemeth my life from destruction. That's right. And he crowneth me with loving kindness and tender mercies and satisfies my mouth with good things to cause my youth to be renewed like the eagles. Praise the Lord. Now the Lord is a shield. Ha! Mara kundishita larabosa. The Lord is a shield. Hallelujah. And a son, and even a buckler to those that love him. Psalm 84 and verse 9. Behold, our God is our shield. And even verse 11 says, for the Lord God is a son and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good things such as healing and deliverance and protection, you know, and so forth, will the Lord withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Now, when we have praise in our mouths for the Lord, and thanksgiving for what he has already done, praise for what we believe is yet to do, God is going to come through for us. Hallelujah. Make your requests to God with thanksgiving. Don't be anxious about anything. Psalm 65 and verse 1. Praise with it for thee, O God, in my heart. Present your heart with praise before the Lord and say, look, praise with it for thee, O God. You know, the Lord knows I'm going to praise him. So he's going to do something to get that praise. Hallelujah. Oh, thou that hearest prayer, I come for you. He said, unto thee shall all flesh come. As for our transgressions, iniquity shall not prevail against me. And as for my transgressions, the Lord shall purge them away. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in your courts. The Lord has chosen you, and I put a blessing on you, and you will dwell in his courts. Hallelujah. You will dwell in his presence. You will be satisfied with the goodness of his house and of his holy temple and his presence. You'll be satisfied with goodness and with joy. The presence of the Lord will be with you. In the name of Jesus. The Lord is the confidence of the ends of all the earth. Hallelujah. He's the one that's guarded himself with power. He stilleth the noise of the seas and the noise of the waves of the seas and so on and so forth. The Lord visit the earth, water it, and he will enrich it greatly with the river of God. Ah. He will prepare corn for you. And it will feed you also with the best of heaven in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now, the Lord bless everyone that's in this room today. And I'm going to look down in this room. I am going to call your name before the Lord. I see you in here right now. And by extension, anyone that will listen to this room later, I'm going to call your name right now. Hallelujah. You know, the Lord, he said, when he was praying to the Father in John 17, he said, Holy Father, keep through thy own name all those whom you have given unto me. So now, Lord, I pray for everyone that's a part of this our platform. Holy Father, keep through thy own name all these ones that are here today in the name of Jesus. The Lord says, you know, that he will take away from the midst of you everything that offended. The Lord said, I will rejoice over you with joy. Hallelujah. The Lord will rejoice over you, and you yourself will rejoice. You will praise the name of the Lord. And for every member of Walking with God, it is well with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, the Lord has put it upon me to put this, you know, put this garment of blessing and declaration. I put this word in my mouth to declare it unto you. And I say, let my doctrine drop like the dew of heaven this morning. For the Lord has given me that tongue. Hallelujah. I've got the pen of a ready writer, that I may know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Everyone that was weary here this morning, that the devil has tried to pummel you down, and the devil has tried to weary you out, you know, and all the Bible said, he showed me four horns that came to batter down the house of God. But then again, he showed me the carpenter's anointing that come to fray them, you know, and to spoil the spoilers. Let the carpenter's anointing, let their breaker anointing be here and released upon your life, and every evil work that has pit itself against you be broken in Jesus' name. The Lord will smash the head of the devil under your feet shortly. He will deliver you from evil, every evil work, and he will preserve you unto his heavenly kingdom. And also, you know, in your endeavors, in, you know, in the various things that you are doing, whether you are working for yourself or working somebody else, you're an entrepreneur, you're in business, you're this and that, whatever it is, anything that you put your hands to do, the enemy has tried to frustrate, the Lord will turn that frustration into blessing. A blessing is coming. God will release it upon you. You will now emerge and you will move forward in the name of Jesus. You will not be stagnant. You will be blessed in the city. You will be blessed in the field. In your going out, you are blessed. In your coming in, you are blessed. At your down sitting, you are blessed. At your uprising, you are blessed. God will make you to be head and not to be the tail. You will be above only, and you will not be beneath. God will make you lenders, and not borrowers. In the name of Jesus, he shall open unto you his good treasure. Hallelujah. Cause even your enemies that rise up against you, they come in, they will be smitten before you. They come in one way, they will flee seven different ways. Hallelujah. The Lord will establish you as a holy people unto himself, even as he has sworn it. I will no more give your corn to be meat for your enemies, but you that have gathered it, you will eat it. Hallelujah. And you that have worked for it, you will drink it in the course of my holiness, saith the Lord. The enemy will not take what is yours. And if he has put his hand to take it, his hand is cut off, and the Lord will restore it unto you. I will restore health unto you. I will restore that which the enemy has eaten. The camel and the caterpillar, the locust, you know, all of them. God says, I will restore these things unto you, and you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. The Lord will make you plenteous in goods. The fruit of your body, that's right, he will be plenteous. The fruit of your cattle, the fruit of your ground, everything. He will even open unto you this good treasure, the heaven, to give you rain in his season. And he will bless the work of your hands. You will lend, you will not be a borrower. He will make you head, you will not be the tail. You'll be above, you will not be beneath. You'll be a leader and not just a follower. Hallelujah. You'll be in front and not behind. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you will not be stagnant. You will not be stagnant. You will not be stagnant. You will move forward. You will move forward in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And the Lord will give you the grace to not turn aside, you know, from all the words of the Lord, which we have been speaking on this platform to you. You will not turn to the left. You will not turn to the right, but you will meditate upon them day and night, and it shall do you good. Hallelujah. Good for you good for your children, good for their children, blessing upon the household of God. I release this blessing upon everyone that is here today, and I cover it with the blood of Jesus. The enemy will not put hand upon it. It is said, it is done. As it is spoken, so shall it be done. Even according to the laws of the Medes and Persians, once it is spoken, it cannot be reversed. And I have spoken it in the name of the Lord today, and it cannot be reversed, and it shall be well with everyone in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.